This is University of Maryland news for the week of February 28th through March 4th. From the news desk, I'm Ashley Westerman. The university's Maryland Small Business Development Center is launching a new program to stimulate development interest around metro stations in Prince George's County. The multi-partner program is called Branch Avenue in Bloom and is funded by the Maryland National Capital Park and Planning Commission. The program also seeks to increase community pride, enliven the area, and attract new businesses and shoppers. Various projects include a community garden, landscaping, and a farmer's market. The program's target area is around the Naylor Road Metro Station and the St. Barnabas Road Commercial Corridor. Emmy Award-winning writer and university English professor Michael Ulmert is recreating Daryl Hill's experience as the first black football player in the ACC in his new play, Moving the Chains. Ulmert, who was originally approached to write a book, said even though Hill was known in 65 as the Jackie Robinson of Southern college football, his experience was very, very different.
It was hard for Jackie Robinson to do what he did. In 1949. That was difficult. But it's quite a different thing to be a black man playing in Brooklyn or Chicago or New York or Boston, Cleveland, than being a black man to play in Death Valley and Clemson. And a stadium that's ringed, it was then ringed by flagpoles with the stars and bars of the Confederate States.
Ulmert, who thinks it's time the nation understood that the University of Maryland was at the forefront of integrating sports, said the Daryl Hill story is perfect for drama.
The definition of drama is you put opposite sorts of people or opposite sorts of ideas on the stage at once and let them bang at each other and you see who wins. And you choose sides. I mean, in the audience, you fall in love with an actress, you fall in love with an actor or their ideas, and you root for them and you have a real visceral connection with them. Well, there isn't anything more visceral than the civil rights movement in the United States. This is a story of black versus white, of the establishment versus the anti-establishment, of one generation versus another generation. It's American history 101. And for a person in Maryland, it's doubly that. I mean, and for a sports fan, it's triply that. So it's everything you need on stage.
The Lincoln Theater in Washington, D.C. will hold a stage reading of the play on March 21st as part of the Backstage at the Lincoln series. A team of university graduate students are in the final four of the 2011 Urban Land Institute Gerald D. Hines Student Urban Design Competition. After beating out more than 160 teams in both the U.S. and Canada, this is the second year in a row that the University of Maryland team has been in the Final Four. Presented with a real-world scenario, the teams must propose design solutions for responsible land use. The team will present their final design at the end of March in Seattle, Washington. On Wednesday, Alyssa Thomas of the University of Maryland women's basketball team was awarded ACC Rookie of the Year. Thomas, who earned 7 Rookie of the Week honors, finished the season as the team's leading scorer. She was also second in rebounding for the season. Thomas is the fourth Terp player in the last 6 seasons to win this award. The University Career Center is holding 3 career fairs next week. The first is for those interested in an internship or career in criminology or criminal justice. Co-sponsored by the Criminal Justice Student Association, the fair will be in the Grand Ballroom of the Student Union on Tuesday from 10 to 3. Those interested are encouraged to come and network with employers, market their skill sets, and gather information on the various opportunities the criminal justice field has to offer. The Career Center will also be sponsoring an environmental sustainability career and internship fair on Wednesday from 11 to 3 in the Colony Ballroom of the Student Center. This fair is aimed to enhance the awareness of careers and employment opportunities within the field and will bring together both public and private sector employees. Finally, the Architecture, Planning, Preservation, and Real Estate Development Fair will be on Friday from 1 to 4 in the great space of the Architecture Building. Those interested are encouraged to come and network with employers, organizations, and alumni. You can find the employer list for all three of these career fairs online at careercenter.umd.edu. That's the news for this week from the University of Maryland News Desk. I'm Ashley Westerman. Have a great day.